takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Breckman Man, Andy Breckman Man, always giving out the number so you can call the show.
Welcome back, Andy. You sound very, very excited about your new Netflix show.
Yeah, it's just great to be
employed.
More successful than you is really the goal I set for myself.
Well, I think employed at all is
a man's reach should exceed his grasp. Or what's a heaven for?
So when is it that you actually start working again?
We're working now. Next. Well, the writers are getting together. Yeah, we're working now. I'm already thinking. While I'm talking to you, while I'm schmoozing, mm-hmm. while I'm doing this foreplay, I'm thinking, my mind's a million miles away.
And congratulations.
I'm thinking about my show.
You've landed two big stars for
the
series.
No, you can't announce anything.
Scott Baio, I'm not allowed to say
his
name.
Well, no, that's not true, but you can say phony names.
And Betty White?
Yeah, that's fine. You can make up funny names.
Okay, great. But you've got to admit that.
You take your shot, buddy.
You've got to admit the real person is very close to being Scott Baio. He's kind of as close to being Scott Baio as you can get.
I can't wait to make the announcement, but that'll be in a week or so.
But you're admitting that I'm right.
Like I don't. I'm not really listening to you, buddy. I'm sorry. I see your mouth moving. I know we're on the air. I'm sure everything you're saying is fascinating, as it always is, Kenny. It always is. Hey, how was your show this morning?
Fantastic.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you would have loved it. We played a lot of Jonathan Winters.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of your favorites, right?
Yeah. That's great, Joe. That's great, Kenny. You go, kid.
Who's Irwin's old Jonathan Winters CD?
I don't care. No one cares who owns the CD.
You don't care about anything. All you care about.
Yes. I wonder who owned that Jonathan Winter CD. That's what the listeners are wondering. Who owns the CD? Who cares? Doesn't this ever cross your mind? They might not care. That phrase. Before you begin your babbling, they might not care. Consider it. Consider that.
Slow down. Care.
They might not care.
I got it.
Irwin owned that CD.
They might not care. Because I often know you, because you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I often think of that too late.
You sure do.
No, I'm writing
years
it down.
Years and years too late.
I've written it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, we have a great show, though.
Just as I have written down, rock beats scissors.
Oh, yeah, we have to write that down.
Scissors beats paper.
Oh, it's a beautiful segue. You're beautiful.
Paper beats rock.
Paper cover. I believe they say paper covers rock.
Beats.
Okay, fine. Beats. Paper beats rock. Rock smashes scissors. Hold on. And then scissors cuts paper.
Scissors cuts paper.
And then, hold on, and then do you play God? God beats everyone?
No.
When you do God?
I don't play God, no.
Oh. I do paper covers rock, smashes scissors, scissors cut paper, and God beats all.
Well, that's cheating.
You put both hands up in the air, and that means you're playing God.
Will you do the God joke again? It's really funny.
Here's the thing. It is funny.
It is.
No way
it
for
is.
You to know.
It is funny.
No way.
No, I wrote down laugh. It's okay.
God, this doesn't. God, I hate you. How on earth did you become my best friend?
So tonight's the big rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Back at the Thunderdome.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're doing it right. We're doing one massive, giant exchange. It's sudden death, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, you want to go back to sudden
death? No, well, sudden death is best out of three.
Best out of three. Okay, so we're doing every 20 minutes.
Well, we'll do one now.
Well, not right. Not just
I think we should do one now.
We got to prepare.
No. We should do one now, and then we can start to psych each other out for the big second round.
Well, it looks like we have a call for some odd reason.
Well, who on earth? Who on God's
your,
earth?
Your son, your daughter,
oh,
your wife?
Oh, yeah, it might be my family. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Matt in Bloomfield.
Hey, Matt.
Is this my son? Is this Evan?
No, that's not your
quick,
son.
Andy, so your show's doing great.
Well, we're not on the air. That's a bit premature. We hope it'll do well.
Well, that's good. I'm sure you got a nice big contract signed.
It's a nice deal, and it's what I do for a living.
Yeah, well, there's just a reason I bring it up. It's while you're over there doing that, little guy's over here just scraping by, still waiting for $15 on a dead or alive betting.
Oh, did you not send this guy his $15?
Wait, on PayPal?
Yeah.
Hold on, is that true? Do I owe you $15?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought I covered every bet. I really... Come on, Ken. Help me out here.
I don't know.
Ken, you were handling the PayPal. Wait, this is like 2 weeks ago.
Maybe he didn't get it. We'll have to go back and check your PayPal.
I truly, truly, truly pay my debts, and I will send you $15 as soon as we're off. Oh, yeah. Do we have this guy's address?
Matt, email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Okay, we'll do.
And give me your and make sure.
Not really expecting anything from Andy.
No. My word is my bond. That hurts my feelings.
Uncle
Andy, I'll say.
Matt, I was operating Andy's PayPal that night, and I did try to send everybody the money that they were owed right during the show. But I know with one other person, I screwed it up. So I might have screwed yours up too.
But Matt, make sure Ken has your last name as well, and I'm good for it. I really don't like to owe anybody anything.
Okay.
Sorry about that,
Matt. In any sense of the word. Yeah.
But thanks for harshing our mellow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the point.
Yeah, we'll get you your money.
So do you feel that way about being in debt? Does it bother you? Exactly. I know for a fact. I know for a fact it doesn't. But it bothers me. I'm what they call an adult.
Yeah, it bothered me like the first $750,000.
Yeah.
But then you get used to it.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe how used to it you can get.
The word is responsibility. It's a funny word.
Did you see the new Bernie Madoff movie on HBO?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, he's my role model. I loved his reasoning.
Yeah, at some point they were just too greedy.
No, he said at some point, he said like, I knew it couldn't go on forever, but after 9/11, I thought the world was ending.
Yeah.
He really thought that, like, the apocalypse was going to come.
Rules don't apply.
And he would just be bailed out. Well, anyway, we're betting $50 on rock, paper, scissors.
You can't call Bernie Madoff your idol and then ask people to pledge money to
you.
No,
he's not my idol.
That's a strategic error.
No, he's not my idol.
And you should take all the posters down from your in your office.
No, I'm on Charles Ponzi's team. He's my idol. He was the original.
What year did he operate those Ponzi schemes?
I don't know. I'm thinking like 1920s or something.
Wouldn't it be funny if he had a son, Ralph Ponzi, that legitimately wanted to go into investment banking? He'd have an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Hey, Erwin, did you hear my Ralph Ponzi zinger? There goes Erwin. Yeah, listen to it on the radio. That's the way to best enjoy me. On the radio.
Yeah, are you funnier on the radio?
You don't have to look at me.
Yeah, that's true. I never look at you.
I know. You look away. Turn away.
No, you sit kind of behind me and to the left.
Yeah, you look at me, you have a little hole, pinprick hole in a shoebox.
So I don't get
like
blinded.
Like a solar eclipse. Yeah, yeah, so you don't get blinded
right by
my brilliance. Okay, paper covers rock. Rock smashes scissors. Scissors cut paper. We're going to do best out of three. It's going to take us 45 minutes. We're going to really think between each round, try to psych each other out. How much you want to bet on this?
$50.
Best, do you really?
Best of three.
Do you really?
Well, yeah.
Do you have $50?
It's got to count.
Wait, let me see if I... Wait, I can't leave here without paying you, but I don't know that
but you have
cash.
PayPal. We both have PayPal.
But I don't know my account number. I don't. Wait, buddy, I don't have $50.
You can call somebody. Don't let
I
this...
I can call my assistant.
Yes, you can call Johnny. Johnny has all your passwords.
He does.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, he does.
Yeah, Johnny has all your banking passwords.
He does.
All your social media passwords. I think it's really wonderful that you trust him with all that information.
I don't have cash or a check.
You have a PayPal account.
But how do I do that? Seriously.
Tomorrow. We can deal with it tomorrow.
You'll trust me on it?
Yeah. $50. Oh. Neither one of us is going to let that slide.
That's true.
That's why I say $50.
Do you have $50 cash on you now?
I do not.
Okay. You're on. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. I think somebody's on the air with us.
Well, who could be calling us?
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Uncle Andy. Hi, Uncle Ken.
Hello,
it's Frank
son.
From Berlin.
Hey, Frank. Frank in Berlin.
Hey.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome in.
So, listen, this is already Thursday here. So, because I'm coming from the future, I think I know the answer to any bet you guys make.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's good. Then you know what Ken will be playing on the first round. Will it be rock? Will it be scissors? Or will it be paper?
Tell me, Frank.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, no. What's Andy going to throw?
What's Ken going to throw?
On round one.
Should I whisper?
Yeah, whisper it or spell it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Paper.
Wait, is that Ken or me?
Hold on. I need to look through my notes here.
Who chose paper?
Yeah, it's Ken.
Ken, round one chose paper. Okay.
All right.
And
that's good to know.
And that's coming straight from our friend in Berlin,
That's great because Andy's choosing rock.
No, now I'm going to switch my move to scissors. Mm. But wait, now that I said that, okay, hold on.
No, that will mean I will disappear. No, you will break the whole.
Wait, hold
time.
On.
Don't do that.
You mean like Back to the Future? You'll just
exactly. I'm disappearing. Don't do that.
Okay, but now it's time. Now it's psych out time. Now it's the part of the show that you all look forward to, where Andy psychs out Ken. Andy gets into his head. Andy plays with him.
Frank, thank you, Frank from Future Germany.
Okay. Are you going to play the paper, as Frank suggested, as Frank predicted?
I don't want him to disappear.
You're compelled now to play paper.
I have to play paper.
So if I play scissors, I take that first round.
Right.
But I know you're going to screw. I know that Frank disappearing means nothing to you.
No, it means everything.
But wait, now you're probably going to.
He's a donor.
Now you're going to say paper just because you think I'm not going to believe you're doing paper.
So now you think I'm going to do paper.
Now I think you're going to do paper.
Well, you think I'm going to do paper, but for the wrong reasons. I'm doing paper.
I don't care why you do it.
To protect Frank.
I believe you will do paper. So I'm coming at you, baby, with scissors.
I was going to do paper.
Now you're not.
But now you think I'm going to do paper, so now I might change it up.
So if I do scissors, you're going to do rock?
Yeah.
Damn you. Oh, you're one step ahead of me.
Yeah.
Well played, Friedman. Mm-hmm. Wait, if you're doing rock, I can do paper. Wait, if I do paper, then the worst I can do is draw. It's a tie.
What if we both do paper? It's still best out of three. We're only doing this three times.
Well, but wait a minute. What if it's three ties?
Then we continue tomorrow.
Let's continue next week. But wait, how do you? But people will be in such suspense; they won't be able to work or function. How do you expect people to go about their lives?
We can put out a little podcast update every day.
Wait, now are we doing this in three segments, or are we just going to build up to like 2 minutes to seven?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you're the one who wanted to do it every 20 minutes.
I don't know, but like, what will we talk about till seven?
I wanted to wait until 6:55.
Okay, 6:55, you're on.
And just have one?
Well, because now that our friend, well, who's our friend in Berlin?
Frank.
Now that Frank foresaw you doing paper.
And what did he say you were going to do?
He didn't say, but now that I know you're doing paper, I can counteract it.
Right.
I've got scissors ready to go.
I'm doing rock. I'll just put that.
You're
going to
do paper.
No, I'm going to do rock.
You are so.
Frank says I'm going to do paper, but I'm saying I'm doing rock.
But Frank saw you do paper. He's in the future. He's eight time zones ahead of us.
Yeah, but by the time we reach up to him, then he's going to be further ahead of us, so it doesn't really count. Like, he's not going to disappear is what I'm saying.
Wait, hold on. Can I just, as an aside, just between you and me, is this the whole show?
We can do three rounds.
No, is this it, though?
Well,
talking about rocks or paper?
I think we want.
No, I'm fine. I'm cool with it. I'm groovy.
Yeah, this is it. But we also want.
I can roll with it.
I can roll with it too.
Yeah, this will be great.
Yeah, this is fine.
Okay, so Frank foresaw you doing paper,
right?
And now you're gonna change it up to rock.
I'm doing rock.
I believe you're really gonna do paper.
That's it. I'm doing rock.
Okay, this is it, really.
This is it.
40 minutes of this.
Well, not just this, because we wanted to invite listeners to call us at 201-209-9368 and help psych Andy out.
I think we should do best out of three, because then we'll see, after the first one, we'll have some history, and then the psych outs can begin.
Right.
Then we'll see if there's a pattern.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do the first one.
Best out of three.
Best out of three.
And the way we're going to do it is rock, paper, scissors, and then you put it out.
No, I disagree.
Okay, then how do
I'm
you
going
do?
To write down. No, I don't.
Okay.
We have to write down what we're doing, because I don't want it to be like mistimed or misinterpreted. And your play is determined not by what you put out, but by the piece of paper you're writing now.
Right.
Okay?
I wrote it down. But now for the
put purpose, it down here. Yeah, we'll do it dramatically. We'll do a real one.
For the purpose of radio, we have to say rock, paper, scissors.
Yes, but wait, where did you write it?
I wrote it inside.
Okay, here. And that will determine what it was.
Right.
So wait, and so for the rules, we each have $50 on the table.
Yep.
And we're going to go best out of three.
Mm-hmm.
So best out of three could be a tie, and then you could win one, and then I could win one. And right. You mean we're only going to do three rounds total?
Right, could be three ties.
Wait, if I win the first two, the game's over then.
True.
And so the game could end at 20-7.
Yeah, but you don't get to go home. I see where you're going with this. You don't get to go home at that point.
Mentally, I can. And emotionally, I can. You can't stop me.
Okay.
From drifting away mentally.
No, okay, yeah, you can drift away mentally.
Okay.
As long as you're physically here.
When did you change that rule? I'm a little angry.
No,
25
just,
years late.
That's just for this show.
Okay.
That's just for rock,
okay,
paper.
Okay, ready for rock, paper, scissors. This is round one.
Rock.
No, wait, I'm sorry. I think it should be the first one to win three. You have to win three. That'll be good. Then it'll have a little flow to it.
All right.
Okay,
fine.
First one to win three. And, okay, and how are you going to do it? Rock, paper, scissors, and shoot, and then on the word shoot?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to just refer to, okay, I know what I'm going to do. Okay, rock, paper, scissors, and shoot. Oh, I got you.
Oh, you
scissors
did, you
got
did
paper.
Scissors and I did paper.
Okay,
you win.
So there it is. Oh. I knew you'd do paper. You are just so transparent. Okay, so this is.
Well, it was
oh, my God.
It was Frank. It was for Frank. He called from the future.
But that is huge that I have the first one, that I scored first.
I know, that is
it's huge.
It's huge. I know. That sucks.
I can afford to lose two in a row now.
Ugh.
Fantastic. Okay, so you did. You did paper. I believe. Okay, so we're going to go again in 10 minutes. You're going paper again. You can't help yourself.
I'm doing rock.
Yeah, you say that. You said that last time. You would have won if you had kept to that.
Yeah. I know.
You're really mad at yourself.
I know.
I love this. I love that you're mad at yourself.
When I wrote down paper, you know, when I wrote down paper,
yeah.
I felt like a loser when I did it. And yet,
I
even thought, like, I should change this.
I love that you're getting a little misty-eyed. I love how you're mad at yourself.
I'm really pissed off.
I know. I know you are. I love you for that. I love you for caring.
Frank
said... What's it like to care? What's it like? Is it wonderful?
Frank predicted I was going to do paper.
Yeah.
And then I said I was going
to
do rock.
Yeah. We don't need to replay it.
To me, I thought that meant that you would think I was doing scissors.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Of course. I know you did. Right. Oh, I've been one step ahead of you for 20 years, my friend. I love that you're mad.
Are there any rock, paper, scissor experts out there? At this point, I only want to talk to you if you are experienced, if you're a winning rock, paper, scissors player.
This is almost too easy. I know exactly what you're going to play next time.
What?
It's almost too easy.
What do you think I'm going to play?
You're playing rock next time. It's almost too easy.
And then that means that you're doing paper.
And I win. It's almost too easy. But we'll see. In 10 minutes, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I am doing rock.
I know.
Don't think you're going to sway me away from that.
You really are.
I am.
You truly really are.
Of course I am.
I know you are.
That was my strategy. I've been thinking about my strategy all day. And all day I've been thinking my strategy is I'm just going to do what I'm going to say I'm doing.
I love it. I'll have paper and then I'll be up 2-0.
I need help. If there's any experienced rock, paper, scissors play. I've never done this before.
Yeah, and it's just so challenging. The strategy
is
so
overwhelming.
It is challenging.
There is a strategy. This is highly strategic. Are you kidding me?
You're just so easy to read. Oh, I wish I was married to you. My wife is hard. My wife is hard to read.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You love the show.
Oh, this is a rollicking good time.
Thank you.
I knew it was a good time. I wasn't sure it was rollicking.
I'm losing. Do you have any advice for me?
Well, statistically, rock, paper, scissors, the best choice is rock. Rock wins the most.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing
rock. You know why that is? It's psychological because, right, like rock obviously beats scissors. You can picture that. You can picture scissors cutting paper. But paper covering the rock is sort of a mental leap that's harder. It's not as intuitive.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I felt like a loser when I wrote down paper.
Well, if you want to see paper beating rock, just stick around. We have round two coming up in 8 minutes.
So
there's also a variation you could try with a fourth category, which is the fourth category is people. And so basically paper beats people because you can get paper cuts, but then people beats rock because people can bust up rocks in prison.
Yeah,
nah, we're sticking to three.
People on the line gang.
Right.
Yeah, the chain gang.
The chain gang.
You have too many ties.
Yeah,
it's
Paul
the
Newman.
Chain gang variation.
Cool Hand Luke, breaking up them rocks. All right, thanks for your call.
Start practicing that.
Okay. But that's good advice, that rock statistically wins the most.
Yeah, you take that to heart, Ken. You can't go wrong with that advice.
No,
the only thing that would go wrong with that strategy is when I play paper.
Well, but you're not going to do that.
I'm absolutely doing that.
I'm asking you to not do that.
I'm going to not do that, but I'm going to do it.
We have another call. Maybe we have another rock, paper, scissors expert on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
We're living a dream, aren't we, Kenny?
Yeah. I called to give Ken a nice tip on rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
But it requires Andy... not hearing to
well I'm kind of I have not issue. Been listening to the show from 6 o'clock.
Okay, just whisper.
All right, okay. Well I'll try, but I think it'll work either way, even if he knows about it. So when you do rock, paper, scissor, you know, when you announce it and you're about to, like, you know do your selection of either of them, what you do is you make your hand, you form it into kind of a cone right beforehand, so that makes it seem like you're either going to go to scissor or paper.
Ah.
And last second, you snap back into a rock. It gets them all the time.
Oh, I see. You fake him out with how you form your hand.
Yeah, well, we're writing our answers down.
Yeah, we're writing.
You could still do it beforehand because you can write down, for example, that you'll do rock. But then when you go do it, you pretend.
Right.
Oh, never mind.
Right.
That won't work at all. Yeah. But in general, that for other parts of life, you can use that to cheat with your friends in rock, paper, scissors.
Is this
Very
Alex?
Good advice.
Oh, yeah, this is Alex.
This is
yeah.
Orphan Alex.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Welcome back, Orphan
Boy,
Alex.
Boy, there's nothing he doesn't know. He's an expert on so many subjects. He calls us so often.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
thanks, Alex. Great tip.
Alex, I happen to know, paid his way through college playing rock, paper, scissors.
That's true.
Semi-competitively.
That actually does exist. There's a rock, paper, scissors tournament. That, like, it's a real thing.
Oh, hell yeah. The best players from all over the world.
They all play rock. They just show up and all play rock. It's always a draw. Everyone plays rock all day.
I feel like it's like people just impulsively want to do scissors. I think that's the thing. It's just
You know what I'm doing on the next round? Paper.
Oh wait.
Paper. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones.
It's a good one.
Thanks, Alex.
Not a problem.
Because right. You'll be doing rock, right, Ken?
Yeah, I'm doing rock.
You'll be
rock.
Doing rock.
Thanks, Alex.
I'm gonna do paper.
Okay.
Paper will cover rock.
Because paper covers rock?
Yeah, so I've got you beat there.
Right.
Okay, it's all going to happen in 5 minutes.
All right, well, are you ready? I'm ready to write down mine.
No. Let's get some more advice.
Okay.
We have to prolong this. We have to pace ourselves.
Yeah, you're scared that you're going to win. It's going to turn into a tie game. We have $50 on the line for a best of three rock, paper, scissors. Actually, not
no,
best of three.
First one to three.
First person who gets to three wins the $50.
I'm doing paper next. What are you doing next?
Rock.
I'll win.
I'm doing rock, yes.
Yeah. I guess we have to go through the motions.
Statistically, rock wins the most, don't you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because people forget about paper. Gotta love that paper.
No, I don't even think about the paper. I just think about scissors and rocks.
No, are you really going to do rock?
Yeah, I am doing rock.
You're going to do scissors.
See my hands?
Yeah.
See, my hands are rocks. Look
you're
at that.
Do scissors.
I can't unmake my hands from being rocks.
I know exactly what you're going to do. It's sad. It's sad.
Oh,
how
what
do
you
say? It's not even a challenge.
You're saying I'm going to do scissors?
It's not even a challenge.
Because.
Your little head. This
right.
is we're never doing marijuana, kids. Stands you in good stead. This is the advantage, kids. This is like 1 hour long anti-drug commercial. He's so easy.
Can I just give you $50 right now? I wasn't born to play rock, paper, scissors.
No, I know you weren't. You were born.
I wasn't meant
to. You were born to play Johnny Winter Records.
Johnny Winter Records. I was born to flip a coin. That's my game.
Oh, yeah, you ready for round two?
If we were playing that, I'd
you,
be
yeah.
kicking your butt right now.
Are you
now.
Ready for round two?
Yes.
Okay. Write down. Hold on. Write down your entry. Okay.
I got it. I have
got it right
it
here. Me too. I'm putting it right here.
All right. Mine's
let me
right
see
there.
It. Okay.
Andy won round one.
I won round one.
Ready?
Yeah.
Rock paper, scissors, and shoot.
Oh.
I did paper.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, you beat me.
All right.
Let me see.
Yes.
Let me see.
It's
right.
a tie ball game.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Andy did rock.
I did rock.
Second time.
Oh, no. Now I'm on the ropes. Now the momentum has shifted.
Whew. I was starting to doubt myself. I was starting to doubt my 30 years of smoking pot. You really planted a seed of doubt in my head.
I don't know. Oh, my God. Now I feel I have to win as an example to my kids.
All right. It's 1-1.
Now that I made this an anti-drug crusade, I have to win. What will it mean if I don't? It's 1-1. Ken, that was masterful.
Thank you.
Well played, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm man enough to admit you deserve the win on that round. It's 1-1.
So you were saying that I was going to do rock, but you did rock.
I overthought it.
Yeah.
It's my problem in life. I overthought it.
Yeah.
I took it a step too far. I might need some help. I'm gonna ask my listeners for some advice. 201-209-9368.
So you did rock.
What are you going to do next?
You thought I was going to do scissors. That's what you thought.
Is there any advantage to just sort of rolling the dice, like just randomly picking one?
No. I read an article about this once, believe it or not, because this is not the first rock, paper, scissors show we've ever done. And no, there is a strategy. There's many different strategies.
Based on who did what last?
That's one strategy. There's many different strategies. There's the strategy.
Tell me one.
There's a strategy of just doing the same thing every time, or almost every time doing the same thing. There's a strategy of
which one are you going to do?
I don't know. There's a strategy of doing what your opponent did last.
Is that what you're going to do?
No, I don't know.
You would be doing rock?
I have no strategy, man.
I'm
a roamer. You can't pin me down. I'm a free bird, baby.
Damn.
Every time you think you know where I am, I'm gone.
You're somewhere else.
I'm
You're
somewhere
over there
else already.
Yeah.
I'm like Blue Boy.
I don't know that reference.
Yeah. Dragnet. Okay.
I don't know that reference. Dragnet, Blue Boy.
Yeah. I'm over there now.
I don't know or like that reference.
Famous Dragnet episode.
Where Blue Boy, they can't catch Blue Boy.
Anti-LSD, one of the first big anti-LSD Dragnet episodes.
Yeah.
With this kid Blue Boy who dug a hole and stuck his head in the hole in the dirt.
Yeah, because he was tripping.
He was tripping, but then he came out and he painted his face half blue. And he called himself Blue Boy.
I like The Godfather. You ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah. No LSD trips in it, though.
Nope. I love it when Michael got that guy who wasn't a gangster to stand out in front of the hospital and pretend that he was a gangster.
Yeah. Put your hand in your pocket.
Yeah.
That had one of my favorite shots of all time in it, where Al Pacino lights a cigarette and then notices that his hand is not shaking.
Oh, yeah.
That he notices that he has risen to the occasion.
Right.
He's not afraid. What a great moment.
Yeah, what great movie.
But Blue Boy was good too, your little Dragnet episode. That's also good too.
No, it was very
good. No, that's great too. They're both classics.
Yeah. Let's get back to rock, paper, scissors now. Okay. It's a tie ball game. We have $50 on the line.
We're all tied up.
First person who wins three wins. So the next
person. Time to go. Next person has a huge advantage.
Well, with the next game, it's point game after the next game.
Well, unless this is a tie.
Yeah.
Unless we both do, say, scissors.
Yeah.
If we both do scissors, it's a tie. Hey, I have an idea, just for the drama of it. Mm-hmm. Let's agree both to do scissors.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, me too. Agree. I'm going to do scissors too.
Okay.
We mutually agree.
All right. I'm down. We're going to do a tie game. And we'll see if you're good for your word.
We'll see if you're good for your word.
Well, my word is my bond.
That's what I always say. I wonder what you're going to do.
I wonder what you're going to do.
I know what you're going to do.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do.
You have no idea. What do you think I'm going to do?
I know what you're going to do.
I'm going to put down scissors because we are agreeing to do scissors.
I'm going to put down scissors because my word is my bond. Why is this more fun than anything?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, this is it. Round three. The score is 1-1. You ready?
And let's just back up. We both agreed that we would put scissors and have a tied round.
Our word is our bond.
Okay, rock, paper.
Wait, hold on. I got to just remind myself what I wrote down.
Well, you should have written down scissors.
I did. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Rock, paper, scissors, and shoot. Oh, wait. Did you put down scissors?
I put down scissors like we agreed.
I put down paper.
I win again.
Oh, no.
It's a point game.
Oh, my God. What have I done? I've been outplayed.
We agreed to each put down scissors. I kept to my word. Trying to compare me to Charles Ponzi and Bernard Madoff.
I just want a sock full of marbles right now.
No, not marbles. Quarters. Go to the bank. Get like $20 worth of quarters.
Oh, shut up. God, shut up.
That's what Charles Ponzi.
Oh, shut up. I don't care. I can say a sock full of marbles. I don't need to be correct. Someone shut him up.
Death wish, Charles Bronson. That's the first thing he does. Goes to the bank, exchanges $20 for quarters, puts them in a sock.
He's the station manager. No one else ever says shut up to him. Quick impression of what everyone on your staff is thinking all day. Shut up!
All right, it's a
2-1
point game.
201, 209, 9368. Wait, what if you win now in the next 5 minutes? What do we do?
Well, then we should drag this out a bit. Okay. Once again, I beseech any rock, paper, scissors experts out there. I am a novice.
You're doing pretty well.
I'm having beginner's luck.
No, you're double my score. It's 2-1.
It's 2-1. I'm winning.
It's game point.
Yeah, and so I would like suggestions from listeners on
what
to do.
What could they suggest? They'll either suggest rock or paper or scissors.
Well, maybe somebody's really been paying attention much better than I have been.
And sees a pattern?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at your pattern. You have a very interesting pattern.
I can't believe
pattern.
I owe you $50.
Yeah. Well, not yet.
All right. I've got to pull this out. Yeah, 201-209-9368.
A listener could, call up and at least give us an analysis of what's happened, because I can't even
do that. How come we're not on the listener board, the chat board?
Oh, I'm not. I just don't have it open. Because you can't read and talk at the same time.
I think you're...
Isn't it distracting?
Yeah. Is anyone commenting at all?
Yeah, lots of people are commenting. But I would like to get a rock, paper, scissors expert or a statistician on the line at 201-209-9368. You've done one of each. You did scissors, then you did rock, then you did paper.
Well, okay, so at least you can't claim I have a pattern.
Well, that's a pattern.
It's not a pattern yet. I guess it is.
Well, it's kind of a pattern. You did one of each.
So if I was to stick to my pattern, what would I do next? What are you predicting I do next?
Well, I'm not saying you're going to do this next, but if you stuck to your pattern, you would do scissors next.
Scissors, 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 right. Scissors.
Of course, now that I'm saying that, I know you won't do scissors.
Or I will do scissors.
Come on, statisticians, 201-209.
Statisticians? Statisticians tuned out, I'll tell you when. 6:05. You give me a profession, and I'll tell you when they tuned out.
Okay. Garbage man.
Garbage man? No, we still got them.
Okay.
They're with us. They're our last loyal fans.
Accountant.
Accountants. 6:22. They're gone. We are accountant free.
Software engineers.
Software engineers, hardly even a blip on the screen. 6:04.
6:04 they tuned out?
Yeah, they were only listening because they thought we were something else. Thought we were another station.
Damn. UPS delivery man.
UPS delivery man. They just recently left us. Good riddance to them.
Yeah, that's damn straight on that.
Now I kind of am freed up now. I'm kind of relieved they're gone.
Yeah.
That we can make all our UPS jokes.
Yep. Do the UPS joke thing again.
Oh, shut up.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
It's 2-1.
I'm winning 2-1.
Do you want to do the next round?
It's too early. We got 18 minutes.
What the hell do we do?
And what do we do if I win? And we have 18 minutes.
You promised that I could mentally... slip away.
Right. It's true. Okay.
That was the promise you made me. I've been holding on to that all evening.
All righty.
Okay, wait. So this is it?
We're going to do it again.
We're going to do the third. Could be the final round.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, my friend. I wonder what you're going to write.
All right, this
okay,
is
okay. This is a point. This could be
point.
This
game.
Could be $50 for Uncle Ken.
And if
wait,
I,
do you have any music?
Oh no, I don't have anything.
Don't you have anything to make it more dramatic?
I can get something up. Yeah, give me a second.
Maybe some Fleetwood Mac.
Really, Fleetwood Mac is.
I don't know. What are you going to bring up?
I was going to bring up the Rocky theme.
Very exciting. Ooh, very, very, very exciting. I'm just going to remind myself what I wrote down. Scissors is a funny word, isn't it? Because the C is silent?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that when I looked at what I wrote down.
Did you look at what I wrote down?
No.
Okay, good.
Did you look at what I wrote down?
Hell no, I was turning on the Rocky theme.
Wait, now can I change what I wrote down?
No.
We're locked in?
No, well, if you get to change, then I get to change.
No, I'm sticking with what I have.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? You want to play the theme for a minute?
No, I want to jump to the climax.
To the end of the song?
Well, we'll do it when we say shoot. Ready?
Okay. One,
rock, paper,
scissors, and shoot!
Oh, it's a tie!
A tie. We both did paper. You got to prove that you did it.
Oh.
Oh, you're good.
Tie.
I've got you on my wavelength now.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Jeez. See, I need help. I need help.
No, you're doing fine.
I'm winning 2-1.
You want to put me away on this next round, right?
Well, you want to be put away so you can mentally check out.
I don't want to lose $50. I've got big plans for
that $50. I could use the $50. I really
me
could.
Me too. Hey, gals. Hey, it's the Girls on Fire.
Yeah, I told them to come in early because
why?
Because we thought we were going to do the big the ultimate.
Oh, to have an audience,
game.
A live audience?
No, at 5 of. I just thought I thought that it was going to get so crazy at 5 of.
Yeah.
You know, that wouldn't be a good time for them to come in and set up.
I see.
But then Andy changed the rules.
As a pup.
But go.
Yeah, it would have been really crazy.
Yeah.
Guess how many calls we've had this hour. Go ahead, guess. Take a guess.
50
or 10. Those are their guesses.
Yeah.
I guess 10.
Has it been 3?
3. That's
yeah.
A
3.
Low.
We got 3, I think.
It's not, you want to hear something said? It's not even close to a record low.
What's the record?
0.
I believe we've got a whole hour with 0.
Have we done? No, we actually never have. No, I think. No, we never made it a full hour.
Well, ever since I married Beth, ever since Evan learned how to dial the phone.
There you go. That's
they've
true.
They've been pretty. For but look, you want to hear something? You want? Can I point out something that's kind of interesting?
You may.
They haven't called.
Yeah, what's going on?
I think the show sucks. That's my theory, my working theory.
Well, you're upset because you're losing, and you're about to lose $50, the biggest bet we've ever had.
It is a lot of money.
Between you and me.
It is a lot of money. What can you buy for $50?
$40. And a pint of ice cream, and then you'll even have some left over.
I meant how much weed?
An eighth? Although I'm losing track. So I'm into edibles now. Are you ready to go? Wow, so you lost the will to live at
7:46. I have $50 on the line.
Yeah.
If I win this round, I'll be back. I'll be back. My energy will come back.
Okay.
But if I lose this round, you have no idea.
That'll be very exciting I'm hoping that you're going to win the next round because that makes the radio show more exciting. Right now I'm winning 2-1. Whoever wins 3 wins the $50.
Okay, I'm going to write down my next. Okay, are you writing yours down?
I am.
Do you want to do that? But what if I lose and then it's over?
Well, you get to mentally check out. That's your reward.
Can I play the music I enjoy while I check out?
Yeah. Yeah, you tell me what to play. I'll play it. Are you ready?
Wait, I have to check to see what I wrote.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm so scared. I'm so scared. I don't want to lose $50. I don't think you appreciate how cheap I am. That will really sting.
Yeah, you really, you're in pain, aren't you?
I'm down 2-1.
Yeah.
All right, what are you, okay, you're locked in?
I'm locked in. Are you ready?
Oh, am I going to lose?
You might.
Rock, paper, scissors, and shoot. I win! Wait, was that a rock? Yes!
It was a rock.
And I have paper. Oh, it's 2-2. Oh, we're back, baby. This is very much like Rocky. Oh, no, keep playing the song. If nothing more appropriate. He was down. He was just a two-bit of fighter from the streets of Philadelphia. No one gave him a chance against Apollo Creed.
You know what you just did?
What?
You just did one of... I gave you two sample strategies.
Yeah.
And you just... You adopted one of them.
I have no idea what I did. I'm like Rocky. I'm a brawler. I don't have a strategy. I just want to go the distance.
You've done paper 3 times in a row.
Excuse me. Adrian! Oh, my God. Keep playing it. This is for me, man. I'd like to dedicate this song, a little shout-out to me. And my amazing comeback. I was down. I was on the ropes. I was on the mat. The referee was standing over me. It was over. 6, 7, 8. Wait, he's getting up. He's getting off the mat. I've never seen a comeback like this in the history of boxing. This is amazing. And now he has Apollo Creed on the ropes.
So I'm Apollo Creed?
You are in this scenario.
Well, thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
$50 on the line.
Yeah.
Best first one to hit 3.
$50
the score, if you're just tuning in, is 2-2.
2-2. We've tied once.
And I've done 3 papers in a row. Will I go 4 papers in a row? Dare I go 4 papers in a row? You have no idea. You're completely discombobulated. I've got you where I want you. Why don't you take a break? Go on the balcony and smoke some reefer.
Why did I tell you sample strategies?
I don't listen to you.
Yes,
don't flatter yourself.
You don't listen to me. You adopted one of the sample strategies.
Will I do paper again? He's going to think I will, which means he's going to come at me with scissors. I'm coming at him with rock. That's the Chicago way. you just brought rock to a scissor fight.
I'm glad to see that your mood has turned around.
I've never felt better.
I've never seen such a...
We're going into the final round. It's all tied up. I've never seen a championship bout so exciting.
I've never seen your mood turn around like that. It's like,
You don't appreciate what $50 means to me.
Right? It's like you just...
You go to Friendly's. You go to Friendly's with the whole family for $50.
It's like you just...
If you don't tip. Yeah. If you just... If you're willing never to go back after not tipping.
You are a terrible tipper.
I am not a terrible tipper. You can't say that. That's not fair.
Yes, you are.
No, because Bethy was a waitress. She makes me tip. She makes me hit 10% every bill.
There you go.
What?
Yeah, it's like,
what?
Yeah, you're like a 10%er.
No. Yeah. No, I do. I do better than 10%. No, I'm just joking. I made a joke. I'm not a terrible tipper.
I think you are.
Now you're just trying to rattle me. You're trying to play mind games.
Your attitude is like, 10% if it's an average job. And if they do a really, really good job, if they try really hard, then you'll give them 15%.
Well, if I'm sitting anywhere near the door, I don't pay at all.
How come nobody's helping me?
How come no one's helping me? It's 2-2.
I was up 2-1.
Hey, Girls on Fire, what should I play next? Here are the choices. Rock, paper, scissors. What do you think? Paper is Emma Goldman. You know, she used to play Paper, the famous feminist.
Mm-hmm. That influences anarchist?
You. Yeah, famous anarchist, yeah.
Yep. I see.
Feminists love paper. Yeah, they love it. So is that what I should play? Scissors, rock, what do you think?
I think Jermaine Greer went for rock a lot. Actually.
I played... You would throw rock, but I've been playing paper. Uh-huh. He's going to think I'm going paper again. Mm-hmm. He's going to come at me with scissors. So rock would make sense for me.
It would.
Yeah, but now that you said that, he's going to think I'm going rock. He's coming at me with paper. I'm coming at him with scissors. Okay, I just need a little break right now.
Right, so now I know you're I know you're not doing scissors. And you've done paper three times in a row now.
I can't handle this.
You did scissors, rock, paper, paper, paper. That's your pattern. So I know you're not doing paper. You just said you were doing scissors.
All right, I'm ready to wait.
So you're doing.
You tell
rock.
Me when we should do the final one.
All right, let's write it down now.
Okay. Okay, no one can look. Wait, are you really? You're going to write down? You know what you're doing?
Yeah, I've written it down. I'm done.
Oh, no.
Let's bring this thing to a close.
I think it's 2-2. Hold on. You wrote down yours. You locked it in.
Yep, I did.
Here's mine. I locked mine in. Okay, wait. Put yours aside. Play my theme song.
It all comes down to this. $50 on the line.
Wait. But then we still have 5 minutes to go.
But you get to mentally check out.
And what will you do?
I'll just hang out here. I mean, you can't leave. You still have to be on mic. You just don't have to be mentally engaged anymore.
Is no one calling?
Nobody's calling. It's too exciting. It's just how...
People are... You mean they can't dial and bite their fingernails at the same time?
Exactly. Why don't you bring everybody up to speed?
Why don't you?
We've been playing rock, paper, scissors. First person to win 3-3 wins $50.
Do you think anyone out there is saying this right now? Damn, I can't believe I missed that.
It's 2-2.
Well, tell them what I've been playing.
Andy's played paper three times in a row.
And what have you played?
I've lost track. I have not been writing that down.
Okay, are we ready to go?
We are ready.
Are you really?
Yep.
Okay, play that theme. Crank it up. Okay. Wait, I got to check what I did.
Why do you always have to check what you did?
I have the worst memory on earth. There's so many choices. It's more than two choices.
Okay.
Rock paper, scissors, and shoot! I gotcha! There's scissors, baby! That's how you do it. Oh, that was sweet. Oh, how sweet, sweet, sweet life can be. Oh, the sweet nectar of victory. Okay, I get my $50. Ken is miserable. I get 6 minutes off. He's going to let me disengage. We are now disengaging. It's like one of those space travel movies.
No, why don't you just keep taking your victory lap?
Crank this up. And then remember how Rocky ends? Apollo Creed says, ain't going to be no rematch. And then what does Rocky say, Ken? I don't want one. Adrian! And then Adrian comes into the ring. And the camera swirls around and around. Music crescendos. It's just like this show we just did. I was the comeback kid. I was on the ropes. You know what kept me going, girls? Your faith in me. You believed in me. When I was at my lowest.
It was complacency that killed me. I thought I had it in the bag.
Yeah, complacency. Oh, and the weed. We can see what you're thinking when you're stoned, you know.
I see.
It kind of appears on your eyes.
So
that window into your soul, it's pretty clear.
This whole show is your anti-drug strategy.
Absolutely.
This was for your kids.
If your kids have been listening, your straight-edge dad took him to school.
Well, I mean, you just won by a nose.
Hey.
It's, you know.
Oh, I thought you were making a juju.
No.
Oh. Okay, we have 4 minutes to go, and I've tuned out.
Okay. Let's hear what it sounds like when you're tuned out.
I'm just kind of just thinking about other things.
Yeah.
Let me just check my messages.
Yeah. Anybody email you during the show?
Let's see. Maybe I did. Maybe I got some important emails. Yeah, this is great. I earned it. This is what I earned. I earned $50 in these 4 minutes. Hey, what are we doing next week?
Next week, are we doing the Home Depot show? I would love to do that. We need orange aprons.
Yeah, our idea is we stop. Listen to this, guys. Tell me if you like this idea for a show. We stop at, where can we get orange aprons?
Home Depot.
Oh, no, that doesn't work.
Oh, sure,
no.
It does.
No, that doesn't work. We'd have to buy it and then put it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
we
even
go
better.
To Home
That's
Depot.
Even better. First, we have to buy them.
We go to Home Depot. We buy two orange aprons. We pay for the orange aprons. I have $50. More than I used to. Okay, we pay for the orange aprons. We put the orange aprons back. We return to Home Depot. And we just walk around waiting for people to ask us if this paint is water-based paint. You know, questions about home repair.
It will be hilarious. You want to see how it'll go?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be a customer, and Andy's going to be the fake Home Depot guy.
Okay, this is just the tip of the iceberg, a little sample of what. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Where are the toggle bolts?
Oh, you don't want toggle bolts. No, sir. The failure rate on toggle bolts, over 60%.
What do you recommend?
Here's what you want. These are called boogie bolts. You won't be sorry. Just follow me. Aisle 410.
Wait,
I'm a little turned around.
I cannot wait to do this.
I know what I'm doing. I have the orange apron. They'll follow me all around the store. I bet I can get a guy to walk around the store four times.
Can we come with you?
Yeah, come on. Sure. It'll be behind the scenes. 7-second delay. Hey, we've never done that. The making of 7-second delay.
Ooh.
Come on, guys. Join us at Home Depot.
Use that for our show.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, this
which,
is it.
Which Home Depot should we do it at?
Whatever you want, son. Hey, this has been great. Thanks, Kenny.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
I'm not paying your $50.
You are, though.
No,
I know
am.
You are.
I am.
I know you always will.
I'm emailing. I'll PayPal it to you tomorrow. This is WFMU East Orange.
And that guy I owe $15. Make sure I get his
Matt,
address.
No, he's going to email me, and then I'll work it out with you.
No, just send me his address. I'm good. I'm sending him a check.
How about I take his amount off of your amount? How about I PayPal him 15 and send you 35?
I can't do the math off the top of my head, but that might work out.
Okay.
Hey, what's your subject today, guys? What's your little show today?
Yes, get on mic and hang on.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this, Andy.
I can't wait. Yeah.
We followed a blind woman home from work.
You followed a black woman home from work?
A blind
Why
woman.
Why a black woman?
Blind.
What does it mean that
blind.
She's black?
Blind.
What?
Blind and
black woman go blind. Black woman go to work. Why is that newsworthy? What are you saying?
Blind.
Oh, blind. That's different. Yeah.
Blind.
Oh, that's more interesting. Yeah, that's not quite as provocative.
And her dog.
Yeah.
Her dog's not blind.
May I suggest a show for a future episode?
Please do.
Find a black woman, follow her home from work. Try it.
Okay. All right. All righty.
Oh, wait. Somebody mentioned race. Let's watch the boss squirm for a minute.
We already did that.
Thanks to Nick.
Somebody mentioned the race of another person.
Well, it's race. It's also stalking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's everything. Very
yes,
provocative
no,
show.
No,
provocative radio. I believe it's more interesting than playing rock, paper, scissors five times.
Can you work child molestation into it?
Give me a minute.
Let's try it again.
I'm just getting started. Oh, hey, this is the end of our show.
Yes.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Michelle Mealy. Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim.
Funny, you know, I was thinking. Can we talk about blindness for a bit?
You can talk about anything you want. It's your show. You know that.
Oh, okay.
But actually, I'm not all that hung up about seeing things because I do everything I want to do. I go everywhere I want to go. Mm-hmm. And with some of the news I hear about today, you know, I mean, there's some things I just absolutely don't want to see, man. And I feel sorry for you guys who have to put up with it, you know.
Good evening, dear listeners.
Hello.
Welcome to another installment of In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla. Wow, this thing is loud. How do they have it so loud for Andy? You would think you would turn it way down.
Yeah, he does sit really far back from the microphone, but he yells. He projects.
Yeah.
So on tonight's edition of In Real Life, Kim and I last week followed a blind person home from work.
Can I just pause you here? This following a blind person line, it's not, you're not, we're not following. It sounds like we're stalking somebody.
Well, she knew we were following.
We're shadowing. Shadowing is more, you know, we're shadowing a young woman who lives in New York who happens to be visually impaired.
Kim is so much more articulate than I am. That was really, really like...
And don't forget her companion, Kit.
Her companion, Kit.
Who is a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the upgraded, that's beautiful
PC. That's the college
PC.
Edition.
That's the college
version of what we did tonight. But, no, Abigail really is so much more than just someone blind that we followed home for an episode. She's a triathlete. She's a podcaster. She
knows how to navigate the subway better than most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got to actually just, we followed her along. So similar to the cave episode, we're kind of going to bring you on a audio journey through the Manhattan subway system as we interview Abby. We're going to give ourselves a little break here and there. We're going to pull in some time that we did a phone interview to give yourselves a little break from the chugga-chugga-chugga of the trains.
Mm-hmm.
But
and the whooshing
you,
of the cars on the wet streets.
If you can choose a stereo, I would suggest it just because it really is a nice little...
We'd recommend headphones, too, I think, wouldn't we? Would we recommend headphones? I think we would recommend headphones.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really immersive sound experience. We're trying to give you sort of a taste
she would
of,
hear.
Yeah, what it would be like to try and to hear every sound, to feel your way around by sound.
And to isolate certain sounds and just how much the world is around you with all of these different senses. I mean, I guess the one sense that we're all going to be enjoying today is the sound. But, you know, let's throw smell in there, too.
Yeah. Smell.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. If we could send the olfactory waves of the New York City subway system through the radio to you, we would. Maybe you're glad that we can't. I don't know.
So let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
Hopefully we may have Abby join our the message board.
Yeah.
Because she has the most amazing technology that allows her to do things like that. So if you see an Abigail or an Abby on the playlists and comments board on WFMU.org, please say hello.
Yeah.
And we'll be on the chat board, too, as we're going through the interview.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
My name is Abigail Lanier, and I live in Brooklyn, New York. I have been losing my sight since I was 4 to a degenerative retina condition called retinitis pigmentosa. At this point, I can't get around safely and independently without using a white cane or my guide dog, Kit. She is a yellow female lab. I call her my platinum blonde. I work for a nonprofit called Learning Ally, and we create audiobooks and resources for people with print disabilities, primarily learning differences and visual impairments. And in my free time, I like to run. I'm an endurance athlete, and I like to bake. That's probably another hobby of mine. So that's me in a nutshell.
So she's stopping at each of the curbs at the crosswalks to let me know that she brought me to where I asked her to. And so halfway down this block, there's like a few little planter beds where she likes to go to the bathroom, so I usually know where they are because she brings me right there and stops and refuses to go further. But as a city dog living in New York, she actually the guide dog school she's from, which is called Guiding Eyes for the Blind, they are up in Yorktown Heights, and they train all of the dogs to go to the bathroom on the pavement because they never know where a dog might be placed. Leave it. So she usually goes anywhere I ask her to, but here in Midtown it's like difficult to find a place off the curb where a car is not gonna plow us over, so I'm